Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Sue Wolfer, founder of Our Recipe for Unity. It's a Lehigh Valley-based not-for-profit that seeks to use food as a catalyst to build empathy, compassion, and understanding with the ultimate goal of creating greater unity in the United States. Sue, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So I saw an intriguing concept on your website that I think seems to be at the core of what you do, and that's the idea of, I think it was culinary diplomacy was the phrase, which says the easiest way to win hearts and minds is through the stomach. And I don't want to oversimplify what you want to accomplish, but that seemed like a good place to start. So I don't know if that's kind of gets into your mission and your vision, or how would you kind of explain what you hope to do and if that's part of it?
Sure. Well, I can give a little bit of background also. Culinary diplomacy and gastro diplomacy are terms that are used really to describe more public diplomacy. But really, the whole idea of Our Recipe for Unity came from my experience reading thousands, literally thousands of community cookbooks. And really what that's about is it's a representation of points in time in the history of America and all about the people who contribute those recipes and what those recipes mean to those people. So it gives us an opportunity, since we're creating an online community cookbook, for people to contribute their recipes and their food connection stories, which makes it an opportunity for people to get a better understanding of one another and to understand that we are more similar than we are different.
Right, and the purpose of the website isn't just to collect recipes. There's really a greater purpose behind that, right?
Right. It's really not a recipe site. It's really what we call a social justice site in disguise. And really, it's about bringing people together around the table and around ideas about food. So the website is not only a collection of recipes and food connection stories, but it's also a highly curated site that provides information about food ways related to countries that represent our largest immigrant populations. It's about communication skills and techniques. It's about social and emotional learning. And we provide all kinds of information about the value of eating together.
And before we forget, the website is ourrecipeforunity.org, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I think most would agree that what you're talking about, that the time is right, if not overdue, for something like this. Was there a particular moment that kind of catalyzed this all for you that you said, I just have to do this?
Yes, actually. Well, over the past several years, one of the most concerning things for me is the fact that the United States and the people, especially the people, are siloed. And there's so much space between all of us and a lack of unity. And I thought that it was really important for us to do something to help bring people together. This country is an amazing country. The people are amazing people. And we have so much opportunity if we can learn to appreciate one another rather than creating division between us.
And it seems like a really common sense approach to what you're talking about. Was there some sort of historical or cultural perspective that supported you beginning this?
Yes. Actually, I didn't really think about the history as I was creating it, but the more that I delved into it, the more apparent it became. There's so much history, even dating back to the Romans, where there was always food that was used for diplomatic purposes. Hmm. In addition, all of the Abrahamic religions have included in their biblical traditions the importance of hospitality and welcoming the stranger. And that's considered to be really obligatory within those religions. And so there's a long history and tradition of people coming together around the table, sharing food, and really creating unity among them.
And there's also research validating this approach, correct?
Oh, there's plenty of research. And there are some wonderful stories around this. There was a very important story of a young man who was a white nationalist who was invited to a Shabbat dinner by one of his college students, and over the period of time coming to Shabbat dinner, he actually gave up his white nationalism, and there are many, many other examples. There's significant data out there, lots of academic journals and articles written about the use of food to bring people together.
And who are you looking to reach with your not-for-profit and the website? Is it the individual or organizations or just about anyone?
Just about anyone. We really want to reach out to faith-based and civic organizations. We want to reach corporate diversity people. We want to reach students and teachers, parents, and individuals. So what we're trying to do is to take a concept that's well-known in history and in diplomacy and bring it to the individual level. And really, there is not a need necessarily. One of the things that really sets us apart is that there's no one way to accomplish this. So if people want to bring together a group of people and share a meal, that's wonderful. If they want to just learn about the food ways of another country, that's wonderful. If they want to write a food connection story, sharing something about how they've come together with other people around food, that's perfect as well. It's really about what suits your needs and the way you engage with people and the way you engage with knowledge, and all with the ultimate goal of creating greater unity in the United States.
So there's not one prescriptive pathway. It really is based on your feeling, where you want to go with it, and kind of what you're comfortable doing as well.
Absolutely.
And what sort of resources and tools might people find on your website?
So in addition to the highly curated materials, which are, some of them are academic in nature, we have a blog, we have a newsletter, and we have really our focus is on Food Tapestry, which is a collection of user-submitted recipes and food connection stories. And we've tried to make this as simple as possible. So you can take a picture of a recipe and submit it. You can send us an audio file and submit it. We also have, for people who might be a little bit intimidated about writing a story, we have ways for people to participate in what we call a story builder. So it's prompts, and you just fill in the blanks, and then a story is created. We also encourage people to submit photographs, artwork, mementos, information about mementos that relate to food items. For example, if there was a special tablecloth that was used in your family for every holiday tradition, we would like you to write about that. Because what we believe is that the more people share their stories, and every moment in life is the beginning of a story, the more they'll realize that they're similar to one another than different. We all share joys and sadness. We all care about our families and our friends. And if we can come together around the table or around food and identify that we're really more similar than we are different, that's the beginning of creating unity.
Well, I know that with different cultural approaches to food, you have different cuisines that are very distinctive, but I imagine there's some parallel structures in terms of how people view food, how people, like you said, come together, whether it's through religion or through culture, where there are similarities that once you start exposing people to it, they realize they're more similar than different.
That's absolutely true. In fact, just about every culture that I'm aware of, food is a social lubricant. And food is a way for people to connect within their families, to settle differences, to create opportunity for dialogue. And I haven't found any cultures yet that exclude that as an option for coming together.
And you mentioned social lubricant, because I think we're in a time right now, especially in this country, where you do have a lot of, like you said, siloing and polarization. Are you finding that food is enough of a lubricant to bring people together, or are you still finding people somewhat resistant to the idea of sitting down with others who maybe don't look or sound like themselves?
I have found that without any exception, when I share this idea with people, everyone is excited about it. There hasn't been one person who has said, no, I don't think I really want to do that. Everyone is excited about it. And the nice thing about our recipe for unity is that you can start small. You don't have to start by inviting people to a meal. You can start out by learning about another culture. You can start out by having a cup of coffee with a colleague at work who might share a different culture than you or a different heritage than you. And just starting with a conversation about their family. You don't have to jump in and have major discussion. And that's why I talk about it being a social lubricant. Even saying to someone, can you pass the salt or pepper, is a way to start engaging people in conversation.
Well, I always find just that people love talking about things like the weather and vacation, but it comes right down to food, too. Right. They talk about even locally where they like to go eat, but if they go abroad, they talk about the food and the experiences they have. And I imagine that kind of underscores the universality of food as well.
Yes, that's quite true.
Now, do you expect the website to become a platform as well as a resource then, where there sounds like there's going to be interaction, crowdsourcing, things like that, that is going to be a community in addition to just being that resource?
Yes. What we ultimately want to be able to do is to really allow for creation of community online. And the way we want to do that is through the Food Connection stories. So what we want people to do is to just think about any situation in their life where food was part of it. And the more people share those stories, the more we begin to see our similarity, the more we can begin to communicate with one another on a more personal level and not let differences interfere. Differences are fine. We are all different at the same time. But the importance is to find our similarities and to cross those boundaries and to embrace the differences and to respect them, but also to acknowledge that we are all human. We all share something very important in common.
And I know this is a relatively new effort, but how are you going to know that you're making a difference?
Well, what we're finding is that as people begin to submit their recipes and their Food Connection stories, we're starting to see more traction. But also what I'm hoping is that within communities, we are going to have some surveys online. And what we want people to do is to share how they felt before participating in our Recipe for Unity, and then after an experience that relates to unity. And we're hoping to measure that as well. We also want to begin to create some youth curriculum around this, because we believe that starting young is the best place to begin. And thinking about ideas about connecting food and bullying and ways to bring students together around the idea of food, which is a very non-threatening tool that can be used to try to bring students together as well. So we have a lot of future hopes for the site and for our work.
Well, Sue, it sounds like a great effort. Thanks for talking about it here at WDIY.
Thanks so much, Mike.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.